If you are looking for an own voices story accented by childhood flashbacks and stunning poetry, Alison Sweetgrant's young adult debut, I Am the Cage, is a quietly powerful portrait of a young woman's journey to confront the medical trauma inflicted to fix her and heal her heart in the process. An emotional coming-of-age story about a young woman running away from herself yet grasping to find a way back, deeply moving, authentically raw, and humming with the possibility of a new love is the book for you. John Green, the number one best-selling author of The Fault in Our Stars, said, "A brilliant book about what we survive and how. Visceral, wrenching, and beautiful." Jojo Moyes, the author of Me Before You, said, "A tender, heartfelt story about the wounds childhood trauma can leave on its survivors. The sense of powerlessness and redemption will stay with you." I love a good book. You guys know I have a book club with my friends, and this is our book for the next month. I'm so excited to dive into I Am the Cage by Alison Sweetgrant, and I'm just so excited. You can buy your copy of I Am the Cage wherever books are sold. You guys know I'm trying to drink more water in 2025. I drink too much coffee and not enough water. And I want to make sure I feel good about the water that I'm drinking, that it is safe, that it is free from over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, and PFAS, and that it tastes great. That is why I love my LifeStraw Home Studio water filter dispenser that lives in my fridge. It stays nice, icy cold, and tastes so good. It looks so good. And I just love the aesthetic of it as well, because you guys know it has to look pretty. I love an aesthetic place, and I love things that are both aesthetic and functional. Did you know that your average bottle of water actually contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic? And I want to make sure that my water does not have that, which is why I really love using my LifeStraw Home Studio water filter dispenser. It is perfect. No more nasties. Use code Alana for 15% off the purchase of any LifeStraw home product at LifeStraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. Thank you, LifeStraw Home, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Good morning and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan. Today's episode is one about loneliness and about navigating friendships and adulthood, post-grad life, young adulthood. Maybe you could be older, whatever your age is, but it is going to be about loneliness. And I know I'm not the only one currently struggling with this and going through a transitional period in my life. And, you know, I think God really laughed at me when I said that I hope 2025 is a bit easier, because 2024 was probably one of the hardest years that I've been through, the most challenging, but also the most rewarding. And I fear that 2025 might just be another one of those based off of how January and February is going so far. But nonetheless, you have to grow through what you go through. And you know what? I wouldn't want an easier path, because if I had such an easy path, I wouldn't have anything of worth, of meaning, of depth to provide for you guys, to discuss with you guys. I do think this might be insane, but I do think it's my life's purpose to, I'm not saying like it's my life's purpose to struggle, but I think it's my purpose in life to help other people go through experiences that I've experienced or similar experiences, and help them navigate that and help them find the light in any darkness that they may be experiencing. I don't think I'm God. I don't think I'm some savior. I don't think I'm this like person on a pedestal over here, but I do think I have had a lot of different struggles in my life, and I've gone through some traumas per se, and I've experienced a lot of hardships. I've experienced loneliness. I have experienced rejection. I have experienced what it's like to put your life and your thoughts, your insecurities and everything on the internet, allowing for my peers, family, friends, strangers, to place judgments, positive or negative, but I know that the feelings that I feel and the things that I experience, I'm not alone in. I am sure maybe this is the reason you clicked on this episode. Maybe you just listened to every episode. Maybe you just decided to click on it for fun, for shits and gigs. But I'm sure the person that is listening, you that is listening on the other side of this podcast, of this video on YouTube, maybe you're watching on YouTube, is experienced or has experienced some type of loneliness, or maybe you will at some point in your life. I think we all do as humans, and especially in your 20s, I think we experience it more than we'd like to admit. I think social media makes us feel like we are completely alone in it, that everyone has this massive group of friends or a great group of people around them, and they never feel lonely, and life is great, and it's all sunshine, rainbows, and butterflies. But I'm here to remind you that social media is a highlight reel, and even if you think people surrounding you have such full lives and they're not lonely and they're not experiencing the same thoughts, feelings, and experiences as you, I would think again. And that's not to think so negatively, but I just want to remind you that you are not alone in how you are feeling, and hopefully this episode can make you feel a little bit less alone. It can give you a reframe of your perspective of you and your life and the way in which you fit into it and how to move forward and what actionable steps you can take. It's as much as it is for you as it is for me. And the reason why this episode is going up late, which I do apologize, it's going up late, and it's because the past week or so I was really struggling with these feelings and being really hard on myself about them. And, you know, I have a unique opportunity here to be able to work through this publicly and to share how I plan to do so and my thoughts and feelings and realizations and reflections on all of this after speaking to my therapist and listening to a bunch of different podcasts, whether it be Mel Robbins or Emma from Too Much or Emma Chamberlain on her podcast or just miscellaneous videos on TikTok. But I'm here to consolidate everything together and help give you a little guide on how to navigate loneliness and navigate friendships in your 20s and building friendships and finding friendships, because I know I get asked about that a lot. A lot of you guys ask me on my weekly Q&As and in my Ask Lan columns how to make friends, how to find people that feel genuine, that feel like your people. So hopefully this episode can help just a little bit. But to lighten it up before we get into the episode, I'm just going to touch on some of my current faves, because you guys know I love to touch on this and it's just a little fun girly thing that we can do together. I have been obsessed with the Array Sleep capsules and the Array Tone, which is their creatine. I've been taking the Sleep on and off for, I don't know, as long as it's been out, so like over a year. And I love that there's no melatonin in it, because melatonin gives me really weird dreams. So very content that there's no melatonin in it, but it really just helps you get into a deep sleep. And whenever I do take it, I have a way better score on my Alter Human. So I would say that proves even further that it does help and it's not just a placebo. So I really love the Array Sleep, and I've been taking Array Tone, their creatine gummies, for the past, I think it's been a month now or 3 weeks. I just take 3 every single time I work out, like I do a strength workout. It's the only thing I have changed in the past month or so whenever I started taking it. And I swear to God, you guys, like my abs have never looked like this. My arms have never looked like this. Like my muscle tone has never looked like this. And it's the only thing that has changed. And I don't think I just like randomly I'm seeing more definition from my workouts all of a sudden. Like, I think it's because of this helping, assisting, supporting my workout routine. I don't know. I don't even know if like it's possible to see results from a supplement that quickly, because I know like I always like to stress that it takes around 3 months to really see and feel things. But you guys, I don't know. Like, I have no other reason or explanation as to why I feel like I've been looking and feeling so much stronger. I don't know. It's kind of wild. I've also been loving Lemmy Purr. It's the vaginal probiotic by Kourtney Kardashian, and I feel like it's definitely helped just keeping things feeling good. And
I love that it's a gummy. I'm really not a big gummy vitamin person. I'm curious as to what the Lemmy Purr capsules are like, but I have been really liking it, and I feel like I have noticed a difference. So, little maybe too TMI for the internet, but you know what? At this point, I've shared pretty much everything and anything on here, so be it. I've been loving I think I've spoken about this, but I've been loving hosting friends over for dinner and cooking dinner for them. And I don't know if it's because life is just expensive, but I also have been still been going out for dinners and whatnot. But I love cooking for people. And I totally forgot about that. And I feel like I lost that in the past few years, and I have refound that, and it has brought me so much joy, and I feel like it's such good quality time with my girlfriends. And honestly, I can't wait to do that one day for like a partner in my life and a family. And I don't know, it's so therapeutic for me to cook. My hands are busy, my mind is busy. I play music, I love creating things, I love food, I love learning and developing a new skill. So maybe this is your sign to start hosting your friends over. I've been using my Fable serving dishes finally that have been sitting on the top shelf of my cupboard for so long. They're so cute. They're pink. It's very girly of me. But maybe this is your sign. Maybe start baking or cooking for your friends, hosting them, having them over. It's truly been so nice. Truly so nice. I like set the vibes. I light a candle. I ask my friends to make something as well to contribute. It's just, is this adulthood? Is this 25? I don't know. I have gone back on the Hailey Bieber nails. I currently have 2 coats of Tea Time by DND, which it's a pretty big deal for me to switch from using OPI. But I have 2 coats of Tea Time by DND with white chrome on top. And I love, they're so stunning. And speaking of Hailey, I have been obsessed with the Rode Lip Shape Contour Pencils. I got my lips touched up on Friday, and I got these lip contours just before. And honestly, it is such a confidence booster having freshly injected lips and using the contour pencils. And I did really like them on my lips as well before. I had my lips refilled. I hadn't had anything for 2 years. So they still look great, even if you don't have filled lips. I know that's a whole discourse situation happening online. But I really love them. I love how they make my lips look. I love just like contouring. I'm not someone that really like draws on a whole shape with my lip liner. Like that's not what these are for. But I really love them. I've been loving Twist, and I think Lunge is the other color that I've been wearing. And then I just put it either with vanilla lip peptide treatment, or I've been using the jelly bean one because I still have that, or the cinnamon roll one. I really want the new hot pink one she just came out with. I feel like I've been going through a transitional period. I've definitely been feeling lonely. I definitely am feeling seasonal depression a bit more this year than I have in a really long time. And I think it's because the way my friendships are shifting. And for me, that is definitely triggering feelings, almost like, I don't want to say PTSD, and like it is kind of a traumatic response from previous experiences that I had growing up, where I always had friends, but I never felt like I had my people for a really long time. And I would have a lot of friendships that like I would just like, I grew and evolved as a person, and maybe it was also, I don't know. I feel like I'm someone who, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I don't think I'm this perfect person. I don't think I'm above anyone, but I definitely feel like I'm someone that tends to outgrow people because I'm continuously working on myself and wanting to get better. And I grew out of things. Like in university, for example, I got tired of the gossip and social climbing and social hierarchy situation and everyone being up in each other's business before everyone else did. And that made it hard for me to have close friends because I was just not interested in the same things that they were. And that led me to feel alone a lot because I had friends per se, but I didn't have my people. I didn't have deeper connections with people. I didn't feel as wanted by people as like I wanted them to be in my life. Like the relationship didn't feel like a two-way street. It felt like if I wanted to have plans, it was always me reaching out. It was very rarely the other way around. And I just didn't feel like I had a support circle within my friends when I was younger. And to a degree, I'm feeling that a little bit now as I'm navigating things and changing and growing. And I think I've had a lot of changes into who I am in this past year. And I've had a lot of experiences that have led me to look inwards and really reflect and work on myself and work on my self-esteem, the way I view myself in relationships of all natures, whether it's romantic, specifically platonic, or professional. I think I have grown a lot into myself in this past year and changed. It's led me to reflect on the people surrounding me, and it's been hard. It isn't easy because I have a lot of longtime friends. I have new friends, and it's kind of figuring out how to navigate that. I know I'm not the only one experiencing this. Speaking to some of my friends about it and some friends that are a bit older than me and kind of went through this at around my age of 25. It is so normal. It is so normal to outgrow people, friends, especially in your 20s. It is the reality. As I said in the beginning of this episode, social media really makes it seem like everyone has it together. Everyone has a big friend group. Everyone is happy and living their life. And that is not always necessarily true. We go through so many life shifts in our 20s, from going from that transitional period from high school to university or college, then college to work. Maybe you've moved cities. Our priorities are shifting. We're settling into our big girl, big boy, adult jobs. Like, life is changing, and it can be easy to end up feeling disconnected even when you're surrounded by people, because I feel disconnected, I feel lonely, and I know there's a million one people, well, not a million one, but there's plenty of people who I could reach out to and hang out with. But it's different having like a friend versus like a close friend. There's also like this pressure to find your people in your 20s and to have a big circle of your friends. Like, that's what we see portrayed on social media and in TV shows and whatnot. You know what? Like, in reality, that's not true for everyone. And a lot of people don't have that. And adult friendships can be really hard because we do have really demanding schedules. We barely can find time for ourselves and our friendships outside of work, out of family, outside of self-care. I heard this on, I think it's on Mel Robbins' podcast. She said this. I don't know if it's the same psychologist, but the psychologist Jeffrey Hall says it takes 50 hours of interaction to move from acquaintance to casual friends, 90 hours to become real friends, and 200 plus hours to develop deep, close friendship. As adults, we often struggle, obviously, to reach these hours due to our busy schedules, work, and life transitions. And making friends as an adult is harder and feels harder, because you may be sitting here like, oh, it was so easy to make friends when we were growing up, because there's less built-in structures, unlike when we were in school or college or had childhood neighbors. It's harder to be like become friends just because like you're around people and like proximity and convenience. That's not really the case anymore as an adult. Like, it is in a way, but you're spending a lot of time with your work colleagues, right? And you may find that your work friendships stay more surface level due to professionalism or office politics. And we also all have this now, a fear of rejection or feeling like everyone already has their friends. So like, what's the point of even trying, because people already have their friends. In order for me to develop a closer friendship with this person, I'm going to have to spend 90 to 200 plus hours with them. When am I going to try to find the time if they already have their people? No one wants to hang out with me. All these limiting beliefs and thoughts and negative thought patterns that you can get into. It's just by fact, it is harder to make friends as adults all around. It is not just a you problem. It is not something that you are experiencing solely alone. The people who you think and look at and you're like, oh my God, they have all these friends. And maybe you looked at me and thought that too. And I'm not saying that I don't have friends. I love my friends. I have great people around me, but I still feel lonely. It's still possible. And that is okay. That is okay. We are all the ability to prioritize a relationship is hard because it's competing with our other responsibilities as adults, our career, our family, our self-care time. You have to be more proactive in your adulthood. It's not just like, hey, Becky, like, do you want to come over after school and do homework together? Or you're not just becoming friends with whoever's in your dance class that your parents signed you up for, or whoever's in your second period math class, or whoever has history with you next semester. It's so different. We're all on different paths and it's not as convenient anymore. It's not as easy anymore. And you also have the ability to be more intentional with who you want to be friends with and who you want to spend time with, which I think is also the beauty in all of that. And that is the silver lining.
If you're a longtime listener or have followed my journey and my life on socials for a long time now, you would know that I used to struggle deeply with my relationship with food, with my body, with exercise. I definitely did take it a little too far at one point, and these were things that always controlled and consumed my mind. But like me, it is possible to recover and improve your relationship with food, with your body, with exercise. And that's why I want to introduce you to EQIP. EQIP is a virtual evidence-based eating disorder treatment program that helps you recover while staying in school, at your job, and with your family and friends. EQIP provides you with a dedicated care team that can include a therapist, dietitian, medical provider, and a mentor who has been through recovery. EQIP treats all types of eating disorders and is covered by insurance and has no wait list. Among all the ways I talk about self-improvement and self-love, healing your relationship with food is the single best thing you can do to prioritize your well-being. Don't wait and get a free consultation with EQIP. Visit equip.health/Alana to learn more about EQIP's virtual accessible eating disorder treatment. That's equip.health/Alana. I always wished we learned more about financial literacy, specifically when it comes to investing and saving your money. While in high school and even in my business programs, I feel like we never really tapped into that so deeply. And in a world where the investing gap really does exist, 66% of men are investing in the stock market compared to just 48% of women. And I want to work with you guys in order to change that. The investing gap means less women have the chance to build wealth now and can have huge repercussions down the road when it comes time to retiring. I want to empower you to be curious, to go and take initiative to learn more how to set yourself up for success and to gain better knowledge and confidence in investing and saving your money properly. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you got is spare change. You also don't need a lot of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Truly, the $5 you spend on your coffee, you can spend another $5 and invest that into your portfolio. I personally have enjoyed using Acorns and it has taught me so much and made me feel a lot more confident in that I'm doing something right with my money and I'm being smart about my money when it comes to investing and saving. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is, they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today.
With that, I feel like in our 20s, it is common to outgrow friendships. Friendships evolve. You have childhood versus teenage versus adult friendships, and it happens. We grow and change as people. Our interests, our priorities, our values, our morals can change, and that is okay. It is normal. I would argue that it's very healthy. I sometimes am envious of people who I see who are still friends with all the same people, no one new since high school, since childhood. And I do think that is a beautiful thing. And I do think it has a lot of pros. But at the same time, I'm not really jealous, because then that must mean that they're all pretty much the same people or have all grown at the same rate or on the same path. And I personally, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's personally not what I want as a human, and that's not what I want for my life experience. The signs that you are outgrowing a friendship, if you're sitting here questioning and feeling like maybe you have outgrown someone, is your conversations feel forced. You're finding you have different values, priorities, or lifestyles to this person. And or there's a lack of mutual support or respect. Your friends should not be jealous or envious of you. They should not be putting you down. They should not be making negative comments towards you. They should not be making snarky comments. They should be supporting and uplifting you. Obviously, there's a time and place for them to be like, yo, Alana, like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you sure you want to be doing that sort of thing? But they should be your biggest fan. They should be so excited and happy for you no matter what it is in your life. And that is a huge thing. And when it comes to outgrowing friendships, as someone who has had to ask to take space and to be given space, it does come with guilt and grief that comes with letting go of that, especially when you thought you were going to grow old with this person. And needless to say, you still can. Like, sometimes you grow apart to come back together and you have to go experience life on your own without that person. And I've definitely have had that with a few of my closest friends. And I wouldn't have changed it for the world. I think everything happens for a reason. Feeling guilty or feeling sad about having to let go of a relationship that is no longer benefiting you or serving you in the way it needs to is okay. It's normal, it's expected, but it shouldn't prevent you from doing what you need to do, breaking old habits and lifestyles. I think when we decide that we don't like what we're doing and we want to change something, we go on this journey, this era, if you will, of personal growth. And I feel like whoever is listening to this podcast obviously is in that or has gone through that or is going through another wave of that or wants to go to grow as a person and evolve. It can feel isolating. And I feel like that part is often left out, because in order to find the new you, you have to shed the old one. And unfortunately or fortunately, not everyone is going through this at the same time as you, and it's going to feel different for everyone. And it can feel really isolating as your old life is being let go and this new one is coming into fruition, and you're kind of in this in between, which is how I feel right now. It does take time to unlearn behaviors, mindsets, habits that we previously did and have or are doing and replace them with new ones. And again, that can make you feel isolated or lonely or feel like you're doing something wrong, because sometimes the people that are around us when we were doing those things were the ones that were very much enforcing and encouraging and supporting that. And they may not like it when you decide to stop doing those things. Maybe you used to party a lot and drink a lot and black out every weekend and you don't really want to do that anymore. And so the people that were in your life and participated and you did that with, your party friends, it might make them uncomfortable when you start deciding that that's not something you really want to partake in anymore. It may make them then reflect inwards, because at the end of the day, our friendships are mirrors. Sometimes like the habits and mindsets and behaviors that we had and participated in with these people, for example, say unhealthy relationships, procrastination, gossiping, just like negative, not so great things. When we decide not to do those, it is going to be uncomfortable. But the discomfort of change is why it's so necessary and why it's necessary. In order to experience change, things need to change in your life. You need to let go of what you are so used to and get comfortable with the uncomfortable, like what I always say. If you want to see change, you have to make changes. You can't become this new person while still holding on to who you once were and all the things that you used to do. With that said, in outgrowing friendships and breaking old habits and lifestyles, how can you make peace with change and find new connections that better serve you, that better fit you, and this life that you're building for yourself, and to overcome this loneliness? What I have decided to do is to, as much as it sucks, as much as it really sucks, is to embrace the loneliness instead of fearing it, instead of trying to run away, accept it, acknowledge it for what it is, understand where and why it's coming from, and then to instead find solitude and joy in this self-discovery, in this new era of you, in this new chapter of your life, insert your name here, and to then motivate yourself to build new, meaningful relationships that are aligned with your growth. In order to do so, in order to accelerate deeper friendships, there's 4 things that you can do specifically for that. So, number one, as I always say, consistency is key. So, try to have frequent, regular interactions that help build comfort faster. That can be weekly coffee meetups, group chats, shared activities. Increase vulnerability. So, open up about your personal experiences, struggles, values. That will help deepen your emotional connection. When we are vulnerable with one another, it helps build that closer bond. Like, think about it. Whenever you have shared something vulnerable, you usually get closer with that person. It makes you feel more human, more seen, more heard, both ways. Engage in shared experiences, whether it's travel, workshops, volunteering, working on a project together that helps speed up bonding. I think the reason and how Kaylee and Trin and I became so close so fast is because whenever we hung out, we were traveling together. And we were experiencing new things and navigating our new lives and these experiences together. And it allowed us to get to know each other a lot faster and bond deeper. And lastly, quality over quantity. Few intentional yet meaningful conversations can be more valuable than spending passive time together. I think with this, also the importance of putting yourself in new environments is super helpful and a great way to meet new people that align with who you are growing into be. Practical tips that you can take away. So maybe pause the episode, grab your notebook, open up your notes app, whatever it is, to write down these practical tips that you can use to make friends as an adult. I have quite a few things listed over here. Number one, be intentional about your social life. Like I said, friendships don't just happen automatically like they did in school. You need to make it a priority. So instead of just sitting here and feeling sorry for yourself and being like, woe is me, I don't like any of my friends, I have no friends, blah, 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 go down this negative spiral and let yourself ruminate in it, do something about it. Be intentional. Set a goal to engage in at least one new social activity a week. And with that, put yourself in the right environments. Join hobby-based groups like book clubs, fitness classes, run clubs. Maybe you're going to a pottery studio, whatever it is. Maybe attend local events like community events, live shows, networking meetups. Try a co-working space. Go work in a coffee shop for casual networking. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself to someone that you see commonly in the space or someone who looks or seems like they'd be someone you'd vibe with. Maybe they're holding a book that you've read or a book by an author that you read or something. Like, don't be afraid to make the first move. Leverage apps and online communities. I feel like this is particularly helpful for someone like me who is a bit more introverted and a bit more socially anxious, especially around new people. I have heard amazing things about things like Bumble BFF. You can engage in online forums like Reddit, Facebook groups, etc., and then transition to in real life meetups. Obviously, proceed with caution, be safe, and be smart about that. Say yes more often. I always say this. Be spontaneous. Be open to spontaneous plans and step outside of your comfort zone. Like, say yes to the plans with your one friend or like acquaintance that you have and like all of their friends or wherever it is, because you never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to connect with. All it takes is one person. Truly. It truly only takes one person. I feel like I've made a lot of my friends in my adult life by just saying yes and encouraging myself and pushing myself to get outside of my comfort zone and to hang out with people and be open to experiences instead of just being like, no, I just want to stay at home. Obviously, time and place, but like really encourage yourself to be a bit more spontaneous, to go out, to meet new people. And with that, you can also reconnect with old acquaintances. Reach out to people you used to be close with, because like I said, sometimes friendships grow apart and then come back together. Maybe it's someone from high school or university that you were kind of in the same social circles, or maybe you weren't, but you weren't super close and now you're reaching out. It can be as simple as texting them, hey, was thinking about you, let's catch up, like let's grab a coffee next week or something like that. I've done that with quite a few friends and people from my past, and it honestly is a really nice and comforting feeling, and it doesn't mean you have to be best friends right away, but it can be a nice switch up to your current social circle. Be a good conversationalist. Ask open-ended questions. Show genuine curiosity about others. Be an active listener. People appreciate being heard. Like, ask people about themselves. Ask people about their life. Like, people love to share, and that makes them feel more connected to you, and they'll walk away from that interaction feeling like it was a more positive one and having positive feelings about you and your relationship with one another. Make the first move and follow up. Don't wait for others to initiate plans. I know I'm a victim to this. I do this, or I guess not victim, but what's the word? I don't know, whatever. I do this. So, I mean, I'm one to initiate a lot, but sometimes I just like don't. But if you vibe with someone, you hung out, you vibe, suggest a second meetup, coffee, workout, class, drinks, whatever, dinner, follow up with, I had fun, hang out, want to grab lunch next week, or let's do this again like next week or sometime or whatever, and set a plan. But with that, accept that not every connection is going to stick. We are not everyone. We're not made for everyone. Like, that's just the way it is. Not every interaction is going to lead to a friendship that sticks and lasts, and that is okay. Be patient. It takes time to find your people. It is a numbers game. Finding friends is almost like finding a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You have to date around, set up friendship dates, and just remember that. And then lastly, focus on quality over quantity. It is way more fulfilling, and you will feel way less lonely having fewer, deeper friendships that are more valuable than a larger social circle. Take time, the limited time that you had, because we already discussed, like, it is hard to find time to invest in friendships in adulthood, and it's hard enough already. So invest in those who truly reciprocate in effort and energy. And also invest time in those who you feel good when you are hanging out with them, and you walk away from that interaction, from that time together, feeling good, if not feeling even better than when you walked into it. If you are leaving interactions with people feeling down, shittier, or worse off, that is not your person. That is not someone you want close to you. Simple as that. And if you are feeling that way with longtime friendships, then that in itself is a sign that you have outgrown that person, that they are no longer in alignment with who you are and where you're at and where you're going. And it doesn't mean you have to have like this harsh like cutoff thing. Just like slowly distance yourself, stop initiating plans. Feel free to communicate if they've like repetitively done things that have really upset and hurt you, obviously. But you should feel really good hanging out with the people you consider to be your friends, especially your closest friends. It should feel good. The same thing as a romantic partner. It should feel good. You should walk away feeling energized, not drained. They should be helping you be the best version of you, not bringing you down, not dragging you down, not making you feel shitty or not dimming your light. Be intentional with your friendships. Unlike childhood friendships that are formed by proximity, adult friendships require effort and prioritization. So be proactive about making plans, following up, and showing up consistently. And I believe that in time, if you are feeling lonely right now, if you are feeling like your people are no longer your people or you don't have people, you will find them. You just have to give yourself the opportunity and put yourself in the right environments. It will come through trial and error to find your people. And if you had your people and you feel like you lost them, you can find them again. And maybe some will be the same. Maybe they'll be different. But you are not alone. You are not alone in this. I don't want you to feel like you are alone. I don't want you to feel like you are stuck in this. Like this is it. This is the end of your life. This is like how it's always going to be. I mean, yeah, it can be if you let yourself stay there. But as I always say, you have the power to rewrite your story. You have the power to change your circumstances. You are not locked into them. You're not. You are not. You can choose to change the story. You can choose to change the trajectory of your life, of your friendships, how you see yourself, how you fit into the world, and the type of people that surround you. You just have to be patient. You have to give yourself grace and be open to being vulnerable. That is how you are going to find those deeper, more meaningful friendships and connections. But I'm right here with you, as always. I'm struggling just like you. I'm going through it just like you. And we will and we can get to the other side of it. I love you guys so much. If you know someone that is currently struggling and is going through something similar, feel free to share this with them. And if you receive this from a friend, just know that they love you dearly and are only sending this to you to help you. And I hope you know that. If you love this episode, I would love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's how you can help support the pod. I love reading your comments on Spotify. I love seeing you guys share that you're listening to the pod on Instagram and TikTok and everything in between. But I love you guys. I've said that a million times and we'll chat soon. Bye guys.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.